producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
All this automation that's replacing jobs and people right now is only going to be accelerated. Here's the best way to raise wages. Make America the best place in the world to start a business or expand an existing business. Tax reform and regulatory reform. Bring our debt under control. Fully utilize our energy resources so we can reinvigorate manufacturing. Repeal and replace Obamacare. And make higher education faster and easier to access, especially vocational training. For the life of me, I don't know why we have stigmatized vocational education. Welders make more money than philosophers. We need more welders and less philosophers. And if we do that, if we do this, we will be able to increase wages for millions of Americans, and we will be able to leave everyone better off without making anyone worse off.
It was about money, all forms of it, how to get more for the country, getting people employed, as you heard Marco Rubio there, who did very well in his fourth Republican debate from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That is the buzz in the backyard. Everybody's commenting on it, including the moderation this time around from the Fox Business News folks. Maria, Neil, and Gerard all did a fine job. The focus wasn't on them. The focus was on issues and getting a little more substance out of the candidates with specific questions as to what their program, their policy, what their administration would look like, from minimum wage to taxes to immigration. In fact, Donald Trump talked about President Eisenhower's deportation policy of the 1950s, known as, not politically correct, Operation Wetback. I mean, now, if there's no way it would be called that, but that was the name of it, Operation Wetback. And Trump said that his favorite policy was that, but it was anything but nice. He said, Dwight Eisenhower, you don't get nicer, you don't get friendlier. But we have no choice. We have to implement that policy. Under Eisenhower, so you know, hundreds of thousands of immigrants were rounded up, and yeah, they were deported. How history is written about it has not been necessarily favorable. In fact, I've seen now a couple of different snippets from various history books on what that was like. And one that I read was from a Columbia University historian, and it's all over the internet now, I'm sure, where a little piece of it read like this: a congressional investigation likened one vessel where a riot took place on board to an 18th century slave ship and a penal hell ship. At the other end of the border in Nuevo Laredo, a Mexican labor leader reported that wetbacks were brought into Mexico like cows on trucks and unloaded 15 miles down the highway from the border in the desert. So there were some arguments about doing something like that, that that wasn't going to happen. The focus of the debate was absolutely, absolutely about anything to do with the economy, and immigration is the big issue for Donald Trump, and everybody had a take on immigration. The IRS code came up with Ted Cruz, who said it was ridiculous how wordy it was. He compared it to the Bible, and he said there's more words in the IRS code, and not one of them is good. He talked about a flat tax. He said if you wanted more specific numbers, you could go to his website. There were some interesting quotes that we could pull out of the debate. On minimum wage, Marco Rubio, who you just heard, if you raise the minimum wage, you're going to make people more expensive than a machine. Rand Paul said, can you be a conservative and be liberal on military spending? As he got into it with Marco Rubio about that. Jeb Bush said, We are not gonna be the world's policeman, but we sure as heck better be the world's leader. He was stronger in this debate. Donald Trump, look at Libya, look at Iraq, look at the mess we have after spending $2 trillion, thousands of lives, wounded warriors all over the place. John Kasich, we need to control our border, just like people have to control who goes in and out of their house. He didn't agree with Donald Trump in the way that he wants to handle it. Chris Christie was at the kids' table, the earlier debate. He said, Hillary Clinton's coming for your wallet, everybody. Don't worry about Huckabee or Jindal. Worry about her. Mike Huckabee on Janet Yellen, the chair of the Federal Reserve. He said, my wife's name is Janet, and when you say Janet Yellen, I'm very familiar with what you mean. He can come up with some pretty funny quips. Rick Santorum, talking about the Democrats, said, I respect them because they are willing to take it to us. Bobby Jindal said, the governor of Louisiana, let's not just beat Hillary, let's elect a conservative. Carly Fiorina said, the truth is the secret sauce of America is innovation and entrepreneurship. So true. And there were other things that happened on the stage. Ben Carson, that's when he was talking about opportunity, basically. That's what we've got to be thinking about. How do we allow people to ascend the ladder of opportunity? He was stronger in this debate. Ted Cruz said, there are more words, as I mentioned, in the IRS code than there are in the Bible. That's the thing that's going to be quoted all over the place. And there were some other memorable head-to-head battles, I would say, that happened out of the debate. Overall, depending on your point of view, truly, Jeb Bush, I think, looks stronger. To me, Donald Trump wasn't quite as strong. He didn't, he was okay. But he was a little off his game compared to what we've seen in the first three debates. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz had a strong debate. Rand Paul was heard way more. Carly Fiorina, I think she was fine. She's not going to get the nomination. And it was interesting, the focus. Immigration laws, military spending, foreign policy, all that focus was brought back. Being conservative versus mainstream, that was also part of it. There were a few clashes, but not like we have seen in the other debates. Clearly, do you think there is a front runner? Not what the polls are saying, but who looks like they're going to launch even bigger. Who looks like, when they get into the primaries, they're definitely going to still be there, and they're definitely going to rack up some votes. They're going to catch the eyes of the people they need to catch the eyes of, because that's when it counts. Once you get to New Hampshire, once you get to Iowa, once you get to South Carolina, and so on, all the way down the line. Because believe it or not, that's coming. Before, I'll blink a few times, and we'll already be into 2016. It's just like a freight train, the calendar year. You know, there's less than 50 days before Christmas. And I think I'm allowed to say Christmas, right? Yes, I am. All right, coming up on the flip side, you. Where are you, America and beyond? I know you have thoughts. 855-266-5283. We're hitting the mailbag, too.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Here's what happens. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. We're up to week 10 already. You call in, pick a side, and then give us a score. That's your guess. If your score, like lottery numbers, like the Mega Millions, if you nail it, then you win. And you win a computer. There's two ways to win a computer on this show, and that's one of them. And I think it's very cool because it's a tablet. And it also has a keyboard, it's light, it's easy to carry around, and you get it for nothing. You get it for nothing! And it's a $300 value, if you nail the score. By the way, speaking of Mega Millions was up to $108 million, just actually over $108 million. And the winning numbers, just in case you're out there floating around and you want to call and tell us you won, we have no way to verify it. 8, 17, 20, 45, 71, and 4 was the Mega Ball. Man, wouldn't it be nice to hit the lottery? That's like that old question. What would you do if you won the lottery? You know, I go back to the debate and I gave you some of the quotes and talked a little bit about some of the takeaways, I think, from the debate. And it comes down to when you have debates, there are winners and there are losers. That's the purpose, to really get to know the candidates. And I think this time we really got a handle on a few things. Rubio was strong again, especially as he fended off an attack from Rand Paul, who smashed him as not being conservative for saying that he wanted greater military spending. And Rubio slammed him back and said, they're coming to get us. He was talking about the terror cells in the Middle East. And he was on his game. There's no question about that. I would say that Jeb Bush, he wasn't incredible, but he was a lot stronger than he's been in some of the other debates. He absolutely was way stronger this time. And he wasn't swinging at anyone, but he seemed stronger anyway. Trump was asked about his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade deal that we all know that is under consideration by Congress. He said the deal would harm workers, stress the danger in allowing China to continue to manipulate the currency. He kept saying that about the currency. It wasn't even in there. When he finished, Rand Paul jumped in and said, you might want to point out that China is not part of the deal. That's what he said. Paul said to one of the moderators, hey, Gerard, you might want to point out that China is not part of the deal. Also, when asked about Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression toward the Ukraine, he talked first about Iran, China, and North Korea. He eventually answered the question by asking why the U.S. is doing all the work. Later in the debate, after Carly Fiorina took an indirect jab at him as a TV dude, Trump lashed out and said, why does she keep interrupting everybody? That was the second time he got boos from the audience. The first was when he answered an attack from John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, over his immigration plan. I don't have to hear, and this is what he said. He said, I don't have to hear from this man, believe me. That's what he said about John Kasich. So the crowd booed. The moderators were great. There wasn't any problem, I think, with the moderation. There's not going to be a lot written about that. The Fox Business News team just stuck to the economy, so that was smart. They said that in the beginning. Neil Cavuto said that at the end. So that's not anything anybody will be talking about. Ben Carson and his back and forth with Trump, that didn't turn into anything because leading up to the debate, Trump attacked Ben Carson for some of the controversial elements of his resume, including a claim Carson made that he stabbed someone as a kid. Trump kind of pulled his punches. Carson just shrugged off a question about his biography. And he said, I have no problem with being vetted. What I do have a problem with is being lied about and then putting that out there as truth. And then he criticized Hillary Clinton's testimony about the Benghazi terror attack. So there you go. On that note, let's turn to your thoughts and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Ben, who says, Kate, I enjoy the show. I like the fact that you don't bore us to death with the same old, same old. You keep going, girl, no matter what. Don't give up the fight, because it's got to be tough when you work that third shift, but it will pay off. Just like it seems to be paying off for Marco Rubio. I actually like Marco Rubio. I don't know why he isn't getting more attention. To me, he seems pretty strong and very presidential. I wasn't necessarily thinking he was going to be the guy. If he did get the nomination, I'd vote for him. I hope that somebody decent does get the nod, and that's why I say he would certainly be on my short list. And he just keeps getting better. Plus, he has the youthful energy to attack what can often be a discouraging task as president. Now, isn't that funny that we think of that? It's like, running for president. You want to be president. You run for president. You know what you're getting into, or do you? But regardless, I don't think we should feel sorry for presidents because they ran. They ran for the gig. They know what it's about. Here's one from Joseph. Kate, it's been a couple of weeks. I've been under the weather. I feel better now. And I wanted to say that I think it's about time that we see a stronger, better, clearer debate. And I think we got that this time around, at least for the Republicans, with this Fox News debate, because the focus was more on the issues. It wasn't on all the other personal attacks and nonsense that we've seen so often before. So I say bravo. It was refreshing, actually, because that's what I want to hear. How am I supposed to know more about the candidates? I can read whatever slanted column I want. I just want to hear it right from their mouth, and that's the best way to get it in a debate form. And I think we did get a pretty good sense of that this time around. Yeah, and the next debate isn't until December, so there's a little bit of break here. And that's good, because they probably want a little bit of a break. And this wasn't, you know, this was just a couple hours. It's good that they're doing the couple hour thing, too, now instead of extending it for 3 hours like it was in the first couple of debates, because that was crazy, crazy long. All right, here's one from Mayor, who says, listen to America Tonight all the time. I live in Sarasota. I discovered you because a friend of mine, Kate, listens to you. His name is Chuck. He really enjoys the show, and he's spreading the word around so more people find you. I find it's interesting, your point of view. I like listening to what you have to say, and I think you can handle anyone on any side of any fence, so good for you. Here's my question. Did you see the Department of Justice report that talked about honor killing in the country and how it's hard to come up with the stats for those honor killings? I think it's frightening myself. You know what? I think it's very scary that the honor killing thing. In fact, you know, I mean, these are television shows, but you see them portrayed on those. I've seen it twice now on the shows. I think it was SVU did it one time and some other one. But, you know, they say it's ripped from the headlines. But did you know that they say there have been 27 victims of honor killings each year, they say at least in the U.S.? And there are nondescript murders, cases labeled as domestic violence, but now it seems as though they're motivated by this interpretation of Islam and the honor killings and violence that were typically men victimize wives and daughters because of whatever behavior that somehow insulted them, their faith, or whatever. And now they're trying to prove those cases more in the U.S., and those statistics are pretty scary. Honor violence measurement methods was this study that was released because it's so hard to identify it. And, you know, honor killing, female genital mutilation. They say there's, what I said, 23 to 27 honor killings a year in the U.S. 91% of the victims in North America are murdered for being too westernized and involve daughters 18 years or younger. The father almost is always involved. Wow, oh, that's awful. Stay with us, folks. You want to chime in? You want to throw in your two cents? Who won the debate? 855-266-5283.
Wasn't hard to find, oh no, no, no. What do I do next? Did I just waste my time?
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you kidding me? How sweet is that? Yep, you just have to participate in our Nail the Score. Now, there's a couple ways to do it, so don't panic. It's in our next segment. If you can't call us to try to nail the score live in the segment, you can email me at americatonight.net. Give me your scoring guess. Once we announce who the two teams are, you pick a side, you tell us a score. It's that easy. No score is stupid, by the way. If you've watched the NFL, we've had single-digit scores that look like baseball games and some astronomical scores. So any guess is fine. You never know. You could nail it. And then you'll win a Next Book Intel incredible computer notebook because, like I said, it's detachable. So it's really cool because you can take photos, you can do whatever with it. And it's not cumbersome, but you can see it. And you can do a lot of things with this computer. It's neat. Every day I discover something different. That's the idea with technology, right? It's not, I can't do it. It's a matter of when I'm going to be able to do it. And I want to give a shout out to all of our fine affiliates, but just each day I'm going to do this. Because I think it's cool. You know, I've been checking out, getting a lot of emails from people at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice. So, Northern New Jersey, Westchester, parts of New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, where I used to actually live. I used to be a broadcaster at WFAN, and some great folks up there listening to us on The Voice, because I'm getting just a slew of email from New Jersey and New York. Also, and this is a cool place, contrasting with that area and what that offers, KSBN in Spokane, Washington. I got a bunch of emails from some folks there throughout the last couple of weeks, too, and what's keeping me abreast of what's going on in the other Washington, right? And they do a lot of great business news out of the station there, KSBN. And this would be right up their alley, what happened, economically speaking, from this latest debate, as I gave you some of the quotes and talked about the main themes of what we saw. And it's a matter of opinion. It really is a matter of opinion as to who won the debate. Clearly, there was no one that just flat out ran away with it. Marco Rubio just keeps inching his way in. But the even money says, believe it or not, that Jeb Bush, even though most would say you're crazy, that Jeb Bush is still the inside guy, politically speaking. The machine wants Jeb Bush. So ultimately, if we wind the clock back to talking about Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, that could be what we, you know, end up, could be what we end up seeing. So other odds and ends on the day, because believe it or not, there were some interesting stories that broke wide open, including what's going on in New York as far as two fantasy football sites, and we have football coming up next, and DraftKings and FanDuel are the two sites. They have a lot of customers, and you see the advertisements all over the place. They have a lot of customers, actually, in the New York area. In fact, one of them had just built some pretty big offices, but the attorney general in New York says, you know, we're shutting them down. They're investigating both of those sites, so they can't operate. The people who are partaking in either or both in New York can't do that. And so this is interesting. New York is saying to the daily sports websites that you can't take bets from New Yorkers. You can't do it. So they're, both of them have attorneys, of course, and they're fighting back on this, especially, I mean, DraftKings just has a huge place now in Manhattan, but they're saying you cannot take these bets. You cannot do it. Imagine the people in New York who are hooked into this. You know, fantasy football is so huge that it's like a wild drug, and now they're being told they can't utilize it. Wow. But this is what the attorney general said on Tuesday, that they have to stop taking bets, saying that what they're doing is illegal gambling. Sent a bunch of letters to both companies. And the attorney general in New York is Eric Schneiderman. He said that after a one-month investigation, his office concluded that the daily contests are games of chance, not skill. Because the idea is, and what they're saying is, it's not chance, it's skill. And he drew a distinction between daily fantasy sports sites and traditional fantasy leagues, where he said they were legal partly because they relied on months of smart play over the course of several months, but said that DraftKings and FanDuel contests are about instant gratification and involve no long-term strategy. And he said that the advertisements by the two companies include one from DraftKings promoting the site as the simplest way of winning life-changing piles of cash, misled players about their chances of take home of went on to say all kinds of things, said that daily fantasy sports is neither victimless nor harmless, and clearly DraftKings and FanDuel are the leaders of a massive multi-billion dollar scheme intended to evade the law and fleece sports fans across the country. So now you wonder if what's going to happen with other states. Are they going to follow suit like they've done in New York? Both companies say their games are legal based on skill, and they're reviewing their legal options. They have 5 days to respond and show why he shouldn't initiate legal action. So now you've got FanDuel said in a statement, this is a politician telling hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers they're not allowed to play a game they love and share with friends, family, coworkers, players across the country, that the game has been played legally in New York for years and years, but after the attorney general realized he could now get it, he decided a game that's been around for a long, long time is suddenly now not legal. DraftKings just said they were disappointed in the action, especially since he didn't take any time to understand the business or why fantasy sports are clearly a game of skill. And they said they're going to vigorously pursue all legal options available to ensure over 500,000 customers in New York can play the fantasy sports games that they love. And they do have 500,000 customers there. Wow. And FanDuel's offices are in New York, DraftKings in Boston, but they just opened up an arm of it in New York City. And I think the real problem happened, I mean, fantasy sports are popular. There's no question about that. And it's exploded. The popularity's become even bigger. But the sites have gotten a lot of scrutiny, we'll say, since last month it was revealed that a mid-level DraftKings employee playing fantasy football beat more than 200,000 other players and won $350,000 on their rival, FanDuel. So then that raised the red flags about insider trading after game data wasn't publicly accessible, was inadvertently posted then online. They say the employees didn't violate any industry rules, but they were looking into it, and I think news of that prompted the attorney general to ask the companies to turn over the information. So that employee tripped the trigger on this whole thing. And now that they've done it in New York, remember in Nevada, they ordered the sites to shut down on October 15th, saying they couldn't operate in the state without a gambling, that state, without a gambling license. States like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Georgia have considered doing their own thing. So that might happen as well. As this may be the tip of the iceberg, I suppose. You could look at it that way. And, boy, it's just, you know, brutal. When we talk about plane crashes here on the show, it always seems so sensationalized. And I say this because you have people in our minds, when we think of somebody crashing on crashing in a plane, you think how vulnerable you are and how awful it is, especially if it's, you know, you have a lot of passengers, but even a small commuter plane. And yet there's 9 people that were killed after a plane crashed in an area, a residential area of Ohio. Today I was walking and I can't tell you how many planes were overhead. 9 people, a pilot and a co-pilot. It was a private jet and they crashed into an Akron, Ohio neighborhood. It was on approach. It was a Hawker 25. It was on approach to the airport when it crashed. And the jet clipped. I guess here's what happened. The jet clipped a utility wire on the way down, crashed into a building, which was destroyed by fire. The plane hit an embankment beyond that building, caused the house to also burn. And the plane just burst into flames, of course, and disintegrated after the impact. The lucky thing is that no one was at the home in the building that was destroyed and no injuries on the ground. That's miraculous because often people in a house or people on the street or whatever, it just could be the timing of the whole thing when a plane goes down, they're caught in that fire or caught in whatever's happening on the ground because of the plane. So naturally they're investigating it because they couldn't. It was this clipped wing thing that they think brought it down, but they have to go through the rigmarole of investigating, of course. And there were people not too far away at a construction company. They said they heard this low-flying plane, and they said it sounded exactly like a car hitting a telephone pole. All right, coming up next, on to brighter subjects, as we hope to crown a champion this week as we nail the score here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
So are we ready to try and nail the score? Nathan Reeder, he's got the computer all hooked up and ready to rock. It is week 10, as I've said before, in the NFL. Hard to believe, but it feels that way to me, like lightning, life is passing by. Is this what happened? Once you hit 25, is this what happens? On the other side of 25, it soars. People used to tell me that, and I used to say, oh, no way. Oh, it's like molasses. Time moves slow. No, it does not. So anyhow, week 10 in the NFL. Nathan, let it rip. Oh, so it is, in fact, the Thursday night game, the battle for New York, the Bills and the Jets in New York. The Jets are 5-3, the Bills are 4-4. It'll be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's supposed to be a little bit rainy, they say. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chris Ivory for the Jets, motoring the ball, moving the ball around. The Bills coming off of a really, really good performance at 4-4. They had a couple of games that they could have won, tight games if you look at who they lost to and what happened in the games. There were a couple of blowouts, but there were also a couple of tremendous wins and then shake your head kind of moments like the Titans. They beat the Titans 14-13. They just came off of a whipping of the Dolphins 33-17. And LeSean McCoy got going, although now he's got a shoulder injury. And could be interesting to see what happens. Well, it will be interesting to see what happens in this Battle of New York. What you care about is you just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Let me throw out the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. By the way, is playing the lottery gambling? I got a Mega Millions tickets for today. And I got one quick pick, so would I get all of $2, something like that, not the $180 million? I swear I would have shared some of that money. I would have taken the listeners on a cruise. How about that? Would have had a lottery drawing, had to legally figure it out and take everybody on a cruise. 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hola. What's going on?
What are you thinking? Are you thinking Bills or are you thinking Jets?
I'm thinking Bills 37-25 Jets.
37-25. I like that guess because the Bills really started to find their afterburners despite some of what they'll have to deal with injury-wise, but everybody has to deal with injuries.
Yeah, everybody's tore up, but they're tightening up their offense.
I think so, too. That's a good guess, Peter. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So you may have a guess. If you can't get through on the phone lines or you can't get to a phone because you're working, 855-266-5283, you can always send me an email. Our pal Sharon does that in Maine. Hi, Sharon. She sends us an email, americatonight.net, and there are several others. In fact, the high time will get like 15 people, but it's always somewhere between 6 and 15 people who end up emailing us with a guess. So you're out there, you're listening. And for whatever reason, you're not calling to do the nail score thing as much as sending me the email. As long as it's in by the top of the hour, we are golden. Grim. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, finally the computer getting somewhere, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
Instead of Dallas and Denver and the Philly.
I know.
But that gambling thing, ain't that? That's all about politicians.
It is about politicians. It's a shame, too, because, I mean, it's, you know, it's free enterprise. Give me a break.
Well, it's just like I'd listen to, never mind. Let me give you my score. I'll talk to you about it later. He says it's D.C., Washington, it's politicians. That's our economic problem. It's not terrorism. It's not,
Yes.
It's not China. It's D.C.
It's D.C. It's executive orders, yeah.
Because they could fix everything where we wouldn't be in the position we were. But my score, I'm going to say just the opposite, Pete. I'm saying Jets are going to win. They got them favored, and I kind of think they will. So I'm going to say 27 Jets, 24 Buffalo.
Ooh, 27-24. Thank you, Grim.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. You may win. I mean, somebody's going to win a computer, and to win it before Christmas would be great. So, again, you can send us an email, americatonight.net. You can dial the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I think everybody is just, it's like tryptophan. Once they watch the Republican debate, they fall asleep. So let's go to Nathan, the big sports fan here at the network. Nathan, what do you think?
Too busy watching sports!
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah, goal!
Goal.
Yeah, football.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I mean football.
Football. A goal, a goal, a goal!
Let's see a crazy, crazy close game. You ever heard of safeties before? Cause
I have.
You wouldn't think that this guy has, but
woo, woo.
Let's do 26-27 Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons. It's either the Bills or the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. That's what I meant. One of the flying
ones. The Jets,
ones.
Yeah, flying. Jets, okay, 27-26, and you know we've had scores like that, so you could be right.
Yep, Jets. I know.
That's what you do, man. All right, so thank you, Nathan, the big sports fan. He has to go back and go see who scored a goal.
Woo!
On the replay. I'm going to go. It's tough. I really kind of weighed this out. I can't help it. Analysis by paralysis, you know, right? Which, by the way, you can always catch me on NBC doing the sports thing when I'm not doing the America Tonight thing on my one of my off days. So I would say that, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I'm looking at his stats. I've been looking at his stats and how he's been playing. I am going to go with the Jets. And I'm going to say the Jets win by a score of 32-27. I don't know if that's too outlandish or not. That's what I said. There's no wrong guess the way the NFL is now. It's not, you don't see these scores, these rounded, perfect numbers. They're not. They don't, some of the scores don't look right when you're looking at them, and you just kind of get used to it. And if you're watching the games, you see offense, defense trumps the offense sometimes, or vice versa. And in the case of the Jets and the Bills, the Jets have a lot to play for at 5-3. It's in front of their home crowd, but there's going to be a ton of Buffalo fans there too. And I look at what they did. I look at the one loss to Philly was brutal. They beat the Colts, but who hasn't? They beat the Browns, but who hasn't? They beat the Dolphins. They beat the Redskins. I mean, see, that's part of the problem. They beat the Raiders, or they lost to the Raiders. They beat the Jags in a tight one. I think they're due for a big win. That's why I'm picking them for against a decent enough team. And where they are, because, you know, New England's running away with it in the AFC East. There's no way they get close to New England at a perfect 8-0. But at 5-3, they got to stand up there if they're going to have any shot at a wild card. So, yeah, I'm picking the Jets for what it's worth. You can pick whoever you want. But if you're going to get it to us, you have to get it to us in the next couple of minutes for it to count. Make your pick, any pick. Don't obsess over your pick because we've seen these games that have gone into overtime that have gone in completely different directions, which one second it looks like a blowout, and then before you know it, another team's come back. There is no great predicting. Andrew Luck, by the way, the Colts quarterback, he is out for, they say, 2 to 6 weeks. Bad injury for Andrew Colt, lacerated his kidney. Ooh. Thanks for listening.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.